The fast food franchise company Wendy's says that sales are down this week after news reports that a woman found a human finger in a bowl of chili at a franchise in San Jose, California. Police are still looking for the owner of the finger. NPR's Luke Burbank has the story, and we bring you this caution first. The report could put you off chili forever.
On the spectrum of disgusting food experiences, you've got finding a hair in your meal at one end. And on the far, far other end is what Anna Ayala told ABC's Good Morning America she found in her chili.
Suddenly I chew something that's kind of hard, crunchy, spit it out. And as we started investigating, poking it, that's when we find that there's something that looks like a nail.
A well-manicured fingernail, to be exact. And that wasn't all. Ayala's cup of chili also included the finger the nail had come from. Ayala was visiting family in San Jose when they swung into the Wendy's to have some lunch, something she quickly lost upon making her discovery.
The thought of, just knowing that there was a human remain in my mouth, it's disgusting, it's nasty.
She's had a loss of appetite, loss of sleep. She can't keep any kind of food down.
Jeffrey Janoff is the attorney representing Ayala. She and her family are suing Wendy's over the matter.
A bowl of chili with a human finger in it is not what the consumer would expect to find, and therefore it's defective.
When your job is to protect the image of a fast food company, human finger found in chili is not the message you want to find in your email inbox. But that's just what happened to Bob Bertini, the Wendy's spokesman.
We're as anxious as anyone else to get to the bottom of the truth in this matter.
Bertini says Wendy's and local police have done everything in their power to find the finger's owner, even running its fingerprint.
You know, our records show that no one has suffered any kind of finger injury or hand injury at the restaurant. We've gone back and checked with our suppliers, and none of them have experienced the same type of injury.
If you do have this sort of PR nightmare, Stephen Fink is the man to call. He cut his teeth at the Three Mile Island nuclear disaster in Pennsylvania and now runs Lexicon Communications in Los Angeles, a crisis management firm. 12 years ago, Jack in the Box hired Fink when E. coli turned up in its hamburgers.
I think that Wendy's needs to understand that in the pitched battle between perception and reality, perception always wins. And I think they're losing that battle right now.
Fink says the company has spent too much time trying to locate the finger's owner and not enough time reassuring the public that its food is safe. Under Fink's advisement, Jack in the Box made a big show of firing its meat supplier when E. coli broke out.
Their prime product, which was the hamburger, was contaminated and 4 kids died. And people were really writing them off and saying they'll never be able to survive that.
But the company did, and today is one of the nation's largest fast food chains. Fink says even with Wendy's missteps, this is far from a death blow for the chain. And a recent trip to an L.A. Wendy's seemed to confirm that. During the lunch rush, the place was packed, with about 100 customers coming through. One of them was 18-year-old Giovanni Flores. And what do you think he had for lunch?
I had a Wendy's chili.
The truly amazing thing is that Flores had just seen a news story about a finger showing up in a bowl of Wendy's chili, the exact sort of chili he was now eating with gusto.
It really doesn't bother me. It tasted pretty good. The beans and then the meat, they do a pretty good job.
The good news for Wendy's is that apparently, when some people have enough craving, their memories seem to get very short. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.